Our gospel reading is found in John, the 10th chapter, and it's the parable of the Good Shepherd. These are Jesus' words. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. But the one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And he has brought out all his own. He goes on ahead of them, and his sheep will follow because they know his voice. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts and minds today. Well, we started a series on friendship, and this morning I want to talk about God calls us by name, or friendship with God. But first I want to get started with something a little humorous. There was a man by the name of Mr. Smith, and he was brought in by an ambulance to a Catholic hospital and quickly taken into the emergency room for heart surgery. And the operation went pretty well, but he was still groggy and sort of semi-conscious. And while he was still in that semi-conscious state, a sweet little nun came in and was waiting by his bedside. And she said, "Mr. Smith, you're going to be just fine." And she patted his hand and she said, We do need to know, however, how you intend to pay for your stay here. Are you covered by insurance?" And he shook his head and said, "No, I'm not." And then she looked back at him and said, "Well, then can you pay in cash?" And he said, "No, I'm afraid I can't, sister." And she said, "Well, do you have any close relatives?" And he said, "Well, just my sister in New Mexico, but she's just a humble spinster nun." And the nun looked at him and harshly said, "Well, I want you to know that nuns aren't spinsters. They're married to God." And the man said, "Well, in that case, send the bill to my brother-in-law." That may help some of you who've been know people in the hospital lately. Well, we're looking at a series on friendship, and last week we talked about some of the keys to friendship. We talked about listening or being present. It's so hard. It's such a challenge in our world today. And we talked about sharing and trust and transparency and what that means to friendship. And we talked about commitment, that real friends are people who are committed to us. This morning I want to pause and think about friendship with God, which I think is something really important and a unique thing that God offers us. And under that, I want to think about the theme that God calls us by name. God calls us as individuals. And the first part of that is that God has created us uniquely. God calls us by name because God knows us by name. And if you think for a moment about this wonderful psalm that Kathy read earlier here, and I just want to go over part of it. It's one of the most beautiful psalms in the Bible about God's unique creation in each of us. And it says this: "O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You've laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you are there. And if I make my bed in the depths, you are there too. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offense in me, and lead me to the way everlasting." What a beautiful picture, the way God creates us uniquely, that wonderful picture that God knit us together while we were still in our mother's womb. And God has planned each and every day of our life, and God has a plan and purpose for our lives, and that God created us in love, and God knows us by name, and God is able to call us by name. And think of a moment, maybe when you were in a crowd somewhere and you felt sort of alone, you felt distance, you felt out of place, and then sort of from behind you, you all of a sudden heard someone call your name and you turned around and there was a friend. And what a difference that made in the whole setting for you and how you all of a sudden felt at home. And think of our life here on earth, and sometimes we feel alone and we feel distance, but if we hear God call our name, even if it's a still small whisper, what the difference that makes in our life. And know that God not only put us together and gave us unique gifts and talents, but God has also blessed each and every day of our life. And even though some days are more difficult than others, we know that God has loved us so much that he has a way and it will provide a way to see us through. Listen again to those words from John chapter 10. And Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate but climbs in some other way is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of a sheep, and the watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." What a beautiful picture that just like the sheep, that God calls us by name and we recognize his voice. And to all of us, sometimes we feel distant from our Heavenly Father, but do we take a moment to listen to how God calls us by name in different ways? The second thing is that God calls us by name because he loves us so much. And you think from beginning to end that God loves our life. And you think about the way that Jesus in the Gospels calls people by name. And there's many pictures about Jesus preaching to a crowd or telling parables on the mountaintop. But think for a moment when Jesus went to the home of Mary and Martha, and Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, but Martha was so busy with all the tasks that needed to be done to prepare the meal, and she was anxious by that, and she went and just said, "Jesus, tell my sister to help me," and Jesus just spoke her name. "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed." He called her by name, and in that moment, the way he called that out, "Martha, Martha," it was such a way of love, of seeing through all the stress and distresses of life and just to calm her down and settle her down. And you think about Zacchaeus when he was up in a tree and his life wasn't right, and Jesus, rather than making him distance, went to the tree and said, "Zacchaeus, come down from here, from there. I'm going to your house for dinner." And Jesus invited himself to dinner so he could get to know Zacchaeus one-on-one. And not to make himself distant, but even though his life wasn't right, to call him by name and to bring reconciliation. You think even when Lazarus died and Jesus came to that tomb, Jesus called Lazarus by name. He said, "Lazarus, come forth," and how Lazarus was filled for life in that moment. And you think about each of our lives when we're baptized, and we're delighted to have a baptism at St. John's this morning from the young Nielsen child. And when we're baptized, we ask, by what name will this child be called? And we always use their first name and not their last or Christian name. And we use their first name because it's a sense in which God calls us personally. And baptism is one of the symbols of that. That we call a person's name and baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We think about how not only that, but God loves us so much that he gave his life for us on the cross. It says this as we continue in that scripture voice. It says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for his sheep. But Jesus said, 'I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep.'" And of course, we all know in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that God gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." God loves us. God doesn't just create us in love, but God also loves us so much that he redeems us in love, and he redeems us by name and calls us out like that. And the final thing to think about is that God has a plan and purpose for each of us that has our name on it, even to life's last day. And you think of the pictures in the gospel where many times Jesus reached out to people and in different ways. God called Zacchaeus from a tree, and God called, Peter and James and John as fishermen. He called them as individuals. There's lots of ways that God calls us along the ways of life. But we have to learn to listen to God calling our name. And you're reminded of that story in the Old Testament where Ezekiel has a period in his life where he really has a triumphant part of his life. He did great against Jezebel, this sort of wicked queen who wanted to kill him. But after the victory, he still had a nervous breakdown. He had a professional and personal breakdown. He went out to the desert, and there in the desert, God sort of met him as he collapsed, took him to this cave in the middle of nowhere, and he's just resting there. And finally, Ezekiel is crying out to God and wants God to minister to him, and there's this huge rustling wind that blows through, and God isn't in that wind. And then there's this lightning, and then there's fire, and God isn't there. And then finally, there's this still, small voice, and the word Lord whispers to Ezekiel, and in that still, small voice speaks to Ezekiel. And sometimes the same for you and I. We look for God's call in some of the big events of life and some of the world and busyness of our life, but so often God calls us in that still, small moment where we're taking a moment reading the Bible or just praying and listening to God, and God calls us by name, and we can have confidence that however God calls us, that God loves us and has a plan and purpose for our life. Remember after the crucifixion and all the disciples didn't know what to do, they were scared, they were full of fear, and Mary went to the tomb, and she went to the tomb not in faith, she just went to the tomb in a moment where she had just given up and she was going to pay her last respects to the Lord and had some perfume to put there. And when she arrives with some of the disciples, she finds the tomb is empty and they didn't know what to do, and they sort of had this seed of hope in their heart, and everyone else had left, and she's just lingering there in front of the tomb, and she sees a person whom she thinks is the gardener. She says, "Sir, please, if you've taken him away, tell me where he is." And Jesus, in that moment, spoke her name and said, "Mary." And when he spoke her name, it was then that Mary believed and Mary knew. And she said, "My Lord and my God." What a beautiful picture that God calls each of us by name, and not as a number, but as individuals. So God has created us in love, and God has called us by name in love, and God has a plan and purpose for our life. I'd like to close with this thought, that in our closing chapter of life, that God also calls us by name. There's a wonderful true story by a Catholic father by the name of Brendan Manning. He's a priest, and he had been an alcoholic for much of his life and really didn't really find God himself. And then God had a tremendous personal experience with his life, and he was moved to just have a great ministry with people. And later in his life, he was ministering to someone he'd always struggled with, just sort of knowing God personally, and they had trouble praying. And so Father Manning said, "Listen, do this. When you have trouble praying, just put the chair next to you and speak to God as if God was sitting in that chair, as if Jesus himself were sitting in that chair and you were talking to a person who was your friend and loved you, and look at God Almighty that way." And that touched that person's life in such a way. And just a little while later, that person was struggling in the hospital, and Father Manning was called to go to the hospital, and he rushed there to see his friend because he wanted to have a word of prayer with him. And when he arrived, he saw the nurse, and the nurse said, "You know, it's the strangest thing, but your prisoner died, and he died with his head on the chair next to the bed." What a beautiful picture that he sort of saw Jesus in such a way that he was able to lay his head as if Jesus were sitting in the chair next to him in bed. I don't know how our last day or last chapter of life will be, but we know this, that when it comes, I believe that God calls each of us by name and walk through the valley of the shadow with us, hand in hand, to God's eternal home. Know this, that God has called us by name. God created us individually, uniquely, and God has a plan and purpose for each of our lives with our name written on it. And on the very last day of life, God will call us to our eternal home by name. Will you join me in prayer? Gracious God, we're so thankful that you loved us so much that you came and revealed God's own person to each of us individually, and you showed us what the heart of the Father was all about. And then you laid down your life in the greatest gift of all and paid the price that we could know forgiveness and eternal life. We thank you that you have a plan of purpose for each of us individually. Help us, Lord, to hear our name and to hear the plan that you have for our life, and most of all, to know your love. Personally, in your name we pray. Amen.